Hello, verses 5 minutes. The prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 767. And yesterday I said to you that the man, the centurion, said to Jesus, "I'm not worthy that you should come to my house." He said, "But speak the word only. Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed." I want to know today, want to go into details into that. So we're talking about the death of Christ. We've gone into the revelation, the physical events, and now we're on the revelatory. And now we want to look at the golden scripture from where we did. We've dug all this gold. And that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "More, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain." Which was yet saved, not believing in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." We've been talking about the death of Christ. We've looked at the physical events. We're on the revelatory. We went into Genesis and Luke 1, the incarnation. And now we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." We've gone in depth into that. If you need to listen to them, please go back into the archives and dig for more gold. And now in Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. He said, "Master, master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead." And Jesus' response was Mark 11:23. He said, "For very verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And we say, why say to mountain, saith? And we realize that is because Jesus was putting emphasis on the power of words. That when a man speaks the word or speaks a word, even if it's not the word of God, you have released your faith in that word. And that you could release a reversal of faith, which is fear. Fear is that your vehicle is going in reverse. Doubt, fear, unbelief. It means your vehicle is going in reverse. I shouldn't even laugh at that because it's a serious thing. Then you would rather not go into in reverse. What you want to move forward? I want to move forward, so I'd rather put a scripture on my lips and say it over my life, over my family. Parents are divorcing, serious trouble in the house, always the house in tumor. Please, in tumor, you can pick a scripture of peace and speak it over your house and speak your house. Peace be still, peace be still. It's your father's. Your parents, you don't go to them and say these things, they'll be angry. Speak to them whilst wherever you are, you release the bullet. I've told you how to release the bullet, and for the bullet to go, let the bullet go. The bullet can go into another country if the person is even not in the same country with you. Bullet can go everywhere. It is the word of God, and that is how you release your faith. Good. So the centurion came to Jesus and said, "Master," they said to him, "the centurion's servant is sick, and that wants you to go and pray for him." The elders of the Jews said to Jesus, he was on his way when he received the word. He said, "Master, it's not necessary for you to come to my house." Why? He said, "Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed." Then the centurion did not just end there, but added something that caused Jesus to say a word that he had not said concerning any man on earth. He didn't say that for the Jews, but he said it concerning the centurion. The centurion said, "I am saying that you should stand here and speak the word only because me, I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, He turned around and said, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith." What did he describe? What was the description? So great faith. Jesus said, "I have not found so great faith." No. Not even in Israel. I have not found this kind of faith. Jesus had to stop and celebrate this man. Oh, imagine when heaven goes quiet and they say, "Have you heard? Have you heard what Justin is saying?" And God says, "Have you heard? Have you heard what Lovelace is saying?" And Jesus said, "Have you heard? Have you heard what Trudy is saying?" And then he says, "I have not seen anything like this before. I have not seen this kind of great faith before." Oh, why? The man said two things. He spoke about words and he spoke about authority. What did the centurion say that got Jesus to stop and turn around and celebrate him? What? The man spoke about words. And number two, the man spoke about what? Authority. Two things that set the man apart, set the centurion apart, was what? Number one, words. His premium on words. And number two, on authority. Now listen, I'm just thinking that perhaps the centurion came to the meetings of Jesus and heard Jesus speak and saw the effect and wondered, no, wait a minute, Jesus is operating like something I know, like someone I know. Who is that? Me. Oh, Jesus is operating like me. I am a general. I am high up as a soldier. Whoa, Jesus is operating like a soldier. Jesus is operating like a soldier. He caught a revelation there. And from that day, he knew what was happening. Even though the elders of the Sanhedrins and all the Pharisees, they couldn't get it, this man got it. And you are also going to get it as you listen for the next episode. You are so blessed. Please come up for more and share the link with somebody.